after evensong on Sundays. Young cupids will want to flit like moths round the paraffin flare of that centre of high church hymn singing. I fancy she stood singing hymns there, out of memory and her imagination, instead of coming home to get supper, and William came up beside her and said, "Hello." "Hello yourself," she said, and, etiquette being satisfied, they proceeded to talk together. As Euphemia has a reprehensible way of letting her servants talk to her, she soon heard of him. "He's such a respectable young man, ma'am," said Jane. "You don't know." Ignoring the slur cast on her acquaintance, my wife inquired further about this William. "He's second porter at Maynard's, the draper's," said Jane, "and gets 18 shillings, nearly a pound a week, ma'am. And when the head porter leaves, he will be head porter. His relatives are quite superior people, ma'am, not labouring people at all. His father was a greengrocer, ma'am, and had a churner, and he was bankrupt twice. And one of his sisters is in a home for the dying. It will be a very good match for me, ma'am," said Jane, "me being an orphan girl."
"Then you are engaged to him?" asked my wife.
"Not engaged, ma'am, but he is saving money to buy..."